The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com. Moberly Regional Medical Center.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on Tuesday, April the 22nd. We've got two guests today, but we're going to talk about, first of all, start off with an event that is taking place this coming Sunday. I want to introduce you to Stephanie Gillum. Welcome to Radio Friends, Stephanie.
Thank you.
You were with the Central Missouri Stop Human Trafficking Coalition.
Yes.
Long title, but a very, very important organization.
Yes.
Explain, before we talk about the event this weekend, explain what your organization does.
We do a lot of things here in our community. One thing that we do is we do provide direct services to victims in Boone County. We also provide lots of training for law enforcement officials, social services, health services, as well as just lay people in our community about human trafficking.
And we've dealt with this on Radio Friends for the past 3 or 4 years, and a lot of times people don't think that here in Central Missouri we have a problem with human trafficking, but we do.
We do. Not only does it happen in Central Missouri, it happens right here in Columbia.
Yeah. Now, the event that you're having Sunday, this coming Sunday, April the 27th, is to try to raise awareness to all of this and raise some money, too?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Tell me about the event.
So it's our fifth annual Freedom Walk. It's this Sunday at 2 o'clock at Stevens Lake Park. It's a 5K. Can be a walk or a run, whatever you want to make it.
Mm-hmm.
Half of our proceeds go to the Stop Human Trafficking Coalition. The other half go to an international organization called Free International. They are based out of Vegas, but they have had land donated in Springfield, Missouri, and they're building a shelter there for women and children.
So how do you raise the money? Would people that participate make a donation, or they get sponsored? How does it work?
Right. So to walk in the Freedom Walk, it's $20 for an individual, $15 for students.
Mm-hmm.
Kids 12 and under are free. You can register as a team. So a team of 10 people is $150.
Do people have to register ahead of time, or can they just show up that day with a team?
Either. You can register ahead of time at c2church.com.
Okay. Give it to them again. If you want to register ahead of time, it's what?
It's www.c2church.com.
C2, the number 2?
Yes.
Church.
Yes.
.com.
Yep.
And when you go to that, you can register for the walk this coming Sunday. Or you can just show up.
Yep, and register the day of.
And okay, the location again?
It's at Stevens Lake Park.
What time?
2 o'clock.
And everybody is invited?
Yes,
and how much money are you hoping you'll raise?
Last year we raised $2,000. My goal this year is more than $2,000.
Okay. I hope you raise $5,000 or $10,000.
Thank you so much.
Best of luck to you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Stephanie Gillum. And tell Nanette we said hi.
I will do.
All right. Now, I turn to an old friend of mine.
Getting older by the day.
Aren't we all? Wally Pfeffer and a brand new friend. So we got Wally Pfeffer and Sherelle Washington. Good to have you here, Sherelle. She's my newest friend now.
That's right. That's right.
But you're here to talk about the Missouri College Advising Corps. What is that?
Well, let me kind of set you up here a little bit. You and I have been around the block more than once, and so when there's something new out there, you know, I tend to get a little excited about it and want to share.
Well, you get
that.
Excited about a lot of things, Wally, well, that are good for the community.
Well, thank you. You're kind to say so. But knowing your own intellectual curiosity and that of your audience, I thought they ought to know about the Missouri College Advising Corps.
Yeah.
And what's unique about Sherelle is that not only does she work for the Corps now, but she was one of the college advisors for a couple of years not that long ago. So her perspective is very broad on the benefits of this program.
Okay, so what does the program do, Sherelle?
Yeah, so we're a college access program that's housed here on Mizzou's campus. So we're a national program. We're part of the National College Advising Corps. And Mizzou is one of the first 10 corps in the nation. And we're really proud of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what we do is place recent MU graduates, so graduates no more than a year from graduating from MU, we place them in high schools across the state of Missouri. So right now we have three geographic clusters, so Kansas City, St. Louis, and then South Central Missouri, so rural parts of Missouri. And they do everything college. So 100% of their time is focused on college planning. So we know the counselors in the high schools don't really have the time because their caseloads are huge. So that's kind of where we come in. So we do.
Well, how do you pick the student?
Yeah, so we just got finished with our selection and recruitment process. So they apply. It's a very rigorous process. So they apply. We interview them. A team of five of us interview. And then we select the advisors from there.
So somebody listening to us today, or their grandma or mom or dad or aunt or uncle, can tell them to apply?
We just finished our process. So we just selected our new advisors.
Oh, okay.
So they're not even, the rest of the world don't even know who they are yet. We're announcing it today.
Oh.
Who the new advisors are. So we have a new group of about 11 advisors that are starting. But we have 25 high schools across the state of Missouri right now.
Okay. So, but if people want more information about the organization, what do they do?
Yeah, they can find us on our website. Our website is mcac.missouri.edu, and they can find out all the information about every advisor in each high school. They can find out our percentage increase in college going, because that's our ultimate goal, is to increase the number of students from that high school going on to college, enrolling in college and going on to college. So,
and this is a benefit that we talk about education being the silver bullet to solving a lot of our nation's problems, and I think that that's true.
Well, our future is in the hands of young people, not people our age anymore, Wally.
Thank you.
In the hands
Thank
of
you.
Young people.
But here's the thing. If you're in a high school doing the advising core program and their tradition is sending maybe 25% of their students to college, and in their work in the last, what, 5-6 years now, they can raise that from 25% to 35%, you know, another 10% of the student body goes to college, and they can continue on that path. All based primarily on private fundraising, no public monies to speak of. I mean, there is some university support, but this is primarily supported by corporations and businesses in Missouri. If you can see that kind of improvement in the college attendance rate of these students in high school, then with some extra support, we're hoping that they can continue to move even further in that goal.
Sure.
The other thing that's interesting is that a lot of these kids, you know, sometimes people will say, well, they're all coming to Mizzou. Less than 5% of the students who participate in this program come to the university. The university's leadership as a flagship institution here in the state requires that we try to do things that benefit students everywhere, that are going everywhere, no matter where they go. And the community colleges actually benefit the most from the advice, which makes sense because a lot of these kids need that financial help that a lot of the community colleges can provide them. Then after a 2 years associate degree, they can go on maybe to Mizzou or another school.
All right.
But it's shown great results.
Yeah. And you've sold me on it, too.
All right. Well, thank you.
We're out of time for today. But again, if people want more information, where do they go?
mcac.missouri.edu.
Thank you so much for coming by. Pleasure meeting
you,
Sherelle, and Wally, and Stephanie. Good having all of you here today. We're out of time for today. Tomorrow, Columbia Art League, and we'll tell you about a Hickman High School production. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Rachel Gangwehr, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. Drop me an email, pepperp@missouri.edu. Let me know what you'd like to hear. Bye-bye.